I have been studying the life of David, and I've preached out of a chapter and referred to it several times in messages I've preached, 1 Samuel chapter number 21. And I want to look at David and what David was saying to us here in Psalm 34 and verse number 1. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. Let's together read verse number 8. Ready, begin. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Psalm chapter 34. Turn with me, if you would, to 1 Samuel 21 as well. Something interesting in Psalm chapter 34. In 1 Samuel 21, a passage of Scripture that we have looked at and we have studied and I've preached from or referred to on several different messages recently, we find that Psalm 34 is how David responded to what was happening in 1 Samuel 21. We find in 1 Samuel 21 that David is fleeing from Saul. And verse number 1, then came David to Nob, to Ahimelech the priest. And I want you to find in verse number 1, there are several things I want you to circle and take note of, or just write these down on a piece of paper, and I want to go back to Psalm 34 this evening. But the priest says to David in verse number 1, why art thou, what's that word there? Alone. And no man with thee. I want us to find the condition that we find David in here in 1 Samuel 21. The first thing that we find, this is interesting. I know there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new in the Bible. But aren't you so glad that you could read, you can study, and the Lord can continue to give you fresh and encouraging things from His Word? That's what happened to me as I was studying Psalm 34. I went back to 1 Samuel 21, and the Lord began to show me some things all throughout this chapter here, and then brought me back to Psalm 34. And that's what I want to share with you here this evening. I want you to look with me, though. We find the condition of David in 1 Samuel 21. David is alone. Verse number 1 tells us David is alone. I want you to look with me in verse number 3. There, the Bible says, now therefore, what is under thine hand? David asking this, give me 5 loaves of bread in mine hand, or what there is present. David, secondly, I find this in verse number 3, that David is hungry. So we find David alone. We find David hungry. I want you to look with me in verse number 8 of this same chapter. And David said unto Ahimelech, and is there not here under thine hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business requires haste. You know what I find in verse number 8? That David is defenseless. The condition that we find David in here is he's alone. Verse number 1, he's hungry. Verse number 3, verse number 8, he finds himself defenseless. There's no sword. There's no spear. He feels like he's out there without any help or any defense. And he's asking, is there anything here? He's asked for food. Now he's asking for something to defend himself. In verse number 10, the Bible says, and David arose and fled that day for, what's that next word? Fear. I find him alone. I find him hungry. I find him defenseless. And in verse number 10, I find David fearful. Circle that or write that down. Number 5, in verse number 12, the Bible says, and David laid up these words in his heart and was sore. What's that next word? Afraid. So in 1 Samuel 21, we find David is fleeing from Saul. We find David arrives at the priest, and he's strengthened there. He receives bread. He receives the sword of Goliath. He faces Achish the king, and the Bible says that he's afraid there, and God delivers him out of the hand there of this king Achish as well. But we find the condition of David is alone. David is hungry. David is defenseless, David is fearful, and David is afraid. That's where we find David in 1 Samuel 21. Now look with me back in Psalm 34. David is writing this psalm at the time of 1 Samuel 21. So as David is writing Psalm 34, remember, David is alone. David is hungry. David is defenseless. David is fearful. And David finds himself afraid. In Psalm 34, it tells us the other side of the story. I wonder this evening, has anyone here ever found themselves where they feel alone, hungry, defenseless, fearful, or afraid? You know, here, some, we say, I've felt that way, one of those or two of those. Have you ever been to the place where you felt all of those at the same time? Here's where David is. Remember, David is alone, David is hungry, David is defenseless, David is fearful, and David is afraid. So what does David do? You know, I'm so glad that the Bible, we can go to different portions, and the Bible is always helpful, and God is always has what we need in His Word. In Psalm 34, I find where the other side of the story. Now we find what David is feeling. How does David deal with being alone? And how does David deal with being hungry? And how does he deal with being defenseless? And how does he deal with being fearful and afraid? I want you to look with me in verse number 1 of chapter number 34. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. You know what I find in verse number 1? David is alone. And what does David do when David is alone? We find in verse number 1, David says, I'll bless the Lord, what? At all times. You know, David realized that he was alone. David realized there, and he was reminded there by the priest that there's no one here with you. But even though there was physically not someone there that could help David, although he was alone, what David realized this, when I feel alone, I'm going to do something. I'm going to realize that I'm not alone, that God is always there, and I'm going to bless Him at all times, even when he feels alone. Next to alone there in your notes, then write, bless the Lord at all times. What do I do when I feel alone? I bless the Lord at all times. What do I do when I feel like no one else understands what I'm going through? I bless the Lord at all times. What do I do when I'm afraid and I'm running from Saul? What do I do when I'm at a place in my life where I just feel like no one else understands and there's no one else there and no one else can help me? I would submit to you tonight, do what David did. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. You know what David realized? There's never a time that I'm alone. At all times. I'm going to look to the Lord and bless Him. In times of my life where I'm feeling like things are good, I'm going to bless the Lord in times of my life when I feel like I'm alone and I'm by myself and there is no help. He said, when I'm alone, what do? I bless the Lord. Number two, we found that he was hungry. In 1 Samuel 21, verse number 3, we find David was hungry. You know, it's interesting, the same verse there. What do you do when you feel that you can't make it another step? You feel hungry, David. What do? The Bible says in verse number 1, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know what David realized? It doesn't matter what goes in. I need to be concerned about what's coming out of my mouth. David was in a place where he was alone. David was in a place where he was hungry. He felt like he had no resources. But he realized this, even in a place in my life, what I need to be concerned with is not what's going in my mouth. I need to be concerned with what's coming out. I need to be concerned that my praises to the Lord continually are in my mouth. You know what he said when I'm hungry? I'm going to fill my mouth with praise. I'm going to fill my mouth with thanksgiving. Here David is alone and David is hungry. We find thirdly that David, in verse number 8, that David felt defenseless. He says to the priest, he says, is there anything here? I came to this place without a sword or a spear. Is there anything here that I can use for protection? I want you to see in verse number 3, David's reminder in his psalm here as he's writing about this experience. He says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together." Here David felt like he was defenseless. And you know what's interesting? I preached this message just a little bit ago. There was a sword of Goliath. And it wasn't that the sword of Goliath was going to give David any defense. David was not going to use that to kill Saul. But that was a reminder. David realized this: when I get to a place in my life where I feel defenseless, when I get to a place in my life where I feel like there's nothing here to protect me, when I get to the place where I feel that there's no way out and there's no way to defend myself, and it feels like I'm the only one here, David said, "I'm going to magnify the Lord. I'm going to exalt Him." What David realizes is this: God is my defense. I'm going to magnify Him. I'm going to make Him great. There's no enemy larger than my God. He said, "I'm going to make God big. I'm going to magnify Him. I'm going to sing praises to Him. I'm going to exalt His name." You see, when David came to the place where he felt defenseless, he was reminded that God fights the battles for you. The priest says, "Over there in the corner, there's a sword, but I don't know if that's any good to you." And David said, "Get it me. It was good for me." And it was a reminder that David, that one time when David was defenseless, when all of Israel was worried and concerned because there was a giant there that was cursing God and causing fear in the life of Israel and Saul. And David walked out there with just a little stone and a little sling, and he tossed that stone in the air through that sling, and that stone hit Goliath, and he remembered that he should have never physically been able to destroy Goliath. He remembered that physically he was not stronger than Goliath. He remembered that Goliath was bigger than he was and stronger than he was. But he remembered this, that even though Goliath was stronger, even though Goliath had more might, that God was bigger than any giant in his life. David said, "I feel defenseless. I feel hopeless. I feel like there's nothing here that can give me the defense that I need." And he said, "What do I do? I'm going to do what he did in verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together." You know what he realized? God was his defense. He realized this: there was no problem in his life that God wasn't bigger than. You know, as we come to the Thanksgiving, we need to realize, even though maybe at times we're alone, we still have something to be thankful for. At times in our life, we need to fill our mouth with praise and thanksgiving. At times where we feel like we can't face another day, like we can't face the battles ahead, that we don't know how to deal with the pain that we're in, we need to realize that David said, "When I was defenseless, I magnified the Lord. I made His name great." Fourthly, we found that David was fearful. David was afraid of Saul. In verse number 4 of chapter 34, David said, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears." You know, David realized, when I'm in a place of fear, I need to seek God. When I'm in a place where I'm fearful, where I believe that the situation I'm under or the circumstance that I'm in, when I'm fearful, when I'm not sure what tomorrow's going to bring, when I get news that I don't know what to do with, when I get to a place in my life where I'm fearful and I want to run, what David learned was this: I sought the Lord. He heard me. Oh, Christian, tonight we, on this week of Thanksgiving, we need to realize when we come to times of fear, we need to seek the Lord, not run from God. David realized this in this psalm: when I was a place of fear, I sought the Lord. And aren't you so glad that it didn't just say, "I sought the Lord," but the verse also says, "And He heard me." He hears us. We leave a light on. We're like Motel 6 at Duran's house. We leave a light on. Not for guests in the middle of the night. We do it for our children. Anyone in here leave lights on in your house? Well, the other night I heard the youngest one crying. And so I thought I would do my wife a favor so she didn't have to get up. I went walking real quick into Chloe's room. And just the day before, we were talking about, you know, one day we're going to get a house. One day we're going to buy a house. One day we're going to get rid of our house in Georgia and we're going to have to buy a house here. And we're talking about how many bedrooms that we needed in a house. And Chloe got brave on us. She said, I want my own room. Now, everyone laughed at her. I mean, everybody. We all stopped. We were eating. We put our utensils down and we just laughed. We said, Chloe, you'll never sleep by yourself. This is the girl that stayed in our room, I think, till we moved to Ohio. And we've only been here a couple months, and she's 4. Do the math. That's a long time. We would put her in a room, and she'd end up in our room. And so I just said to my wife, you know what? Just so that we can get a good night's sleep, let's just keep her in our room. And we made her little bed next to our bed, and there she laid. And so to have this little girl tell us that she's going to sleep in her own room, it was comical to us. And so she looked at us like we all had 10 heads. What are you laughing about? And we said, Chloe, you'll never sleep in your own room. And she said, if my room's across from Mom and Dad's room, I will. So we tricked her. We turned the light off that night. We didn't do it on purpose. We just forgot. So we had the light off, and she began to cry. And as I'm going to the room, I'm thinking, yeah, right, she wants her own room. I get into her room, and she's crying. She looks at me, and she's sitting in her bed. She says, you didn't leave the light on. So I went and turned the light on. I put her back to bed. But you know, when she wakes up like that, if you hold her little heart, it's beating real fast. She's sweating. She had a dream. When she calls out to someone that helps her. And when she called out to her mom and dad that night, they came running. You know, that reminds me of this verse. When I was fearful, when I was at a place in my life where I was afraid, I sought the Lord. You know what David's response to seeking the Lord was? He heard me. Isn't it so good that when you're fearful, God hears you? Aren't you so glad tonight? Something to thank God tonight for is this. His ears hear. Do you realize that? There's no other God like that. When you need help, you can call out to a God. You could be in a place of fearfulness. You can call out, and the one that you're calling out to hears you. Isn't that a wonderful thing? When David was fearful, he sought the Lord, and he realized this, and he acknowledged this, that God hears me. Boy, that's something to be thankful for. Lastly, we found in 1 Samuel 21 that David was afraid. He came to the place with the king, and the Bible says he was sore afraid. You know what I find in Psalm 34, David's response to being afraid? He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. In verse number 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. What did David do when he's afraid? David took time to meditate how good God has already been. He took time to meditate and realized God is good. We had some testimonies this afternoon in the 1 o'clock service, and there were some that stood, and they were telling of some times where they were in the hospital and praying. I think it was the Wheelers. He was talking about how he was praying for his wife while the doctor had said that she wasn't going to make it, and he called out and he prayed, and he stood today and he was so thankful. He was remembering what God had done. You know, every one of us are going to come to a time in our life where we're afraid. But David didn't give in to that fear. David didn't give in to what he was feeling. He meditated and realized that I need to take the time to realize that God is my help, and God is my stay, and God is my sword, and God is my song, and God is my victory, and God is my safety. And we have something to be thankful for. In our fear, while we're afraid, in times of distress, when we're alone, when we're hungry, when we're defenseless, we have something to praise God for. He is always there in our time of trouble. David meditated upon how good God has been in his life. You know, church, we need to tonight, even if you're alone, even if you're hungry, even if you're defenseless, even if you're fearful, even if you're afraid, you have something to be thankful for because God is always there. Tonight, I look at these two portions of Scripture. I find David is in this place and David is feeling these things. And David pens Psalm 34 and he realizes, even when I'm alone, even when I feel like there's no one help, no help, when I'm all alone and I feel like there's no one there to assist me, I realize this, I need to bless the Lord at all times. When I'm hungry, I need to fill my mouth with praise. When I'm defenseless, I need to magnify the Lord, make great who He is. When I'm fearful, I can seek God and He hears me. And when I'm afraid, I meditate upon Him. Tonight, I challenge us and I desire for us to meditate upon who God is. And be thankful for who He is. On the back of our bulletin that you received this evening, I want you to take that. There's some spots there. Just right now, while you're there at your seat, thank God for something. Put down a few things I'm thankful for. Say, I'm alone. Well, thank Him right now for something. In your fear, while you're afraid, thank Him. You say, I've got some things in my life right now that I just feel defenseless. I don't know where to go to for help. Magnify the Lord and thank Him for who He is. But I want us to do it this way tonight. I just want our families, if you've got friends with you, then include your friends in with that family. If you're by yourself and your family's not with you, then someone else look around and include those in with your family. But tonight, just as family and the friends that'll be with you, I want you to just spend the rest of the few minutes we have tonight just thanking God for who He is. Don't think of a problem. Magnify God. Don't think of the concern or the list of things you've got to do over the next few days or the problems at work or the situations with your health. Let's not think about any of those things. Let's magnify God. Let's realize this tonight. God is bigger than any of those issues. He's worthy of praise. David was at a low time in his life. David was at a discouraging time in his life. But Psalm 34 showed us that David realized, I'm not going to stay here. I don't have to stay here. I have so much to be thankful for.